July 20, 1922. The living in my will must graft in the soul all that the divine will did and made Jesus suffer in as humanity. As I was in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus came and plunged me so deep into his will, that even if I wanted to go out, it would have been impossible for me. It happened to me as to a person who has willingly allowed himself to be flung from his own little place to an interminable place, and in seeing the length of the way, of which he knows not even the boundaries, he gives up the thought of tracing his little place, but he is happy of his lot. So, while I was swimming in the immense sea of the divine will, my sweet Jesus told me, "Dearest daughter of my will, I want to make of you a repeater of my life. The living in my will must graft in the soul all that my will did and made me suffer in my humanity. My will tolerates no dissimilarities. See, my eternal will imposed on my humanity to accept as many deaths for as many creatures as would have life in the light of the day. And my humanity accepted these deaths with love, so much so, that the eternal volition made as many marks on my humanity for as many deaths as I was to suffer. Now, would you want me to mark your will with as many marks as mine received, so that you may suffer as many deaths as I suffered?" I said, "Fiat." And Jesus, with both mastery and speed, marked my will with many marks of death, as many as he had, telling me, "Be attentive and strong in suffering these deaths. More so, since from these deaths life will come out for as many other creatures." Now, while he was saying this, he touched me with his own creative hands. And as he touched me, he created suffering, such as to make me feel mortal pains. He tore my heart, and wounded it in a thousand ways, now with arrows of fire, now with arrows so ice cold as to make me numb. Now he squeezed it so tightly that I remained immobile. But who can say everything? He alone can say what he was doing. I felt crushed, annihilated, and I almost feared I wouldn't have enough strength. And he, as though wanting to rest from the pains he had given me, continued, "What do you fear? Perhaps that my will may not have enough strength to sustain you in the pains I want to give you? Or that you might go out of the boundaries of my will? This will never be. Don't you see how many immense seas my will has extended around you, in such a way that you yourself cannot find the way out? All the truths, the effects, the values, the knowledges I manifested to you have been as many seas by which you have been surrounded. And yet more seas will I continue to extend. Courage, my daughter. All this is necessary to the sanctity of living in my will, to generate likeness between me and the soul. So I did with my mama. I did not tolerate even one little pain, or act or good which I did, in which she would not participate. One was the will that animated us, and therefore, when I suffered deaths and pains, or when I worked, she would die, suffer, work together with me. In her soul she was to be my faithful copy, in such a way that, in reflecting myself in her, I would find another myself. Now, that which I did with my mama, I want to do with you. After her, I place you. I want the Most Holy Trinity to be reflected on earth, myself, my mama, and you. And this is necessary, so that to a creature my will may have its operating life upon earth. And how can it have this operating life if I did not give what my will contains, and what it made my humanity suffer? My will had true operating life in me and in my inseparable mama. Now I want it to have it in you. One creature is absolutely necessary to me, so my will has established. The others will be conditioned. I felt all confused. I understood what Jesus was saying, and I felt my poor being more annihilated and destroyed. I felt so unworthy that I thought to myself, "What a mistake Jesus is making. There are so many good souls that he could have chosen." But while I was thinking of this within myself, he added, "Poor daughter, your littleness dissolves when it is near me. But so I have decided. I have to take her from the human race. Had I not taken you, I would have taken another creature. But since you are the littlest one, I raised you on my knees, I nourished you at my breast like a little baby. So, I feel my own life in you, and therefore I fixed my gaze on you. I looked at you over and over again and, pleased, I called the Father and the Holy Spirit to look at you as well and, unanimously, we chose you. Therefore, all that is left to you is to be faithful to me, and to embrace with love the life, the pains, the effects, and everything that our will wants.